NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. Direct negotiations between Israelis and Palestinians could start soon. The State Department says an announcement on the matter could be released today or tomorrow. State Department spokesman P.J. Crowley says specifics of possible talks must still be worked out.
You could quote, Yogi Berra, I suppose. It's not over till it's over. But we're happy where we are. We think we're very, very close to an agreement, but there's still work that is ongoing.
Neither Palestinian nor Israeli officials have commented on the matter. Relief aid is coming in more quickly for flood-ravaged Pakistan. The United Nations General Assembly convened quickly yesterday and discussed how to speed help to victims. Many countries have offered aid, including India, Pakistan's longtime rival. The donation is $5 million. The last of three escaped Arizona prison inmates has been captured. John McCluskey was arrested by authorities with his fiancée in northern Arizona. NPR's Ted Robbins has details.
McCluskey and his fiancée, Kathleen Welch, who are also cousins, had been fugitives since July 30th. That's when authorities say Welch helped three inmates escape by cutting through a security fence. One of the inmates, Daniel Renwick, was captured in Colorado. Another, Tracy Province, was found in Wyoming. McCluskey and Welch were spotted in Montana, but authorities thought they might try to come back to Arizona because they needed money from relatives. The fugitives are suspected of killing a couple in New Mexico shortly after their escape. McCluskey was serving time for attempted murder. The other two escapees were convicted murderers. Ted Robbins, NPR News, Tucson.
Following a court ruling on Wednesday, tens of thousands of state government workers in California are being forced to take today off without pay. As Bob Hensley of Capital Public Radio reports, the mandatory furlough will also affect the public.
While the workers will lose their wages for the day, thousands of citizens are rearranging their schedules. The branches of the popular Department of Motor Vehicles are going to be closed. DMV officials have tried contacting those planning to take a driving test or renew their license. Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger has ordered multiple furlough days to address a projected $19 billion deficit and the lack of a budget for the current fiscal year. Employee unions are fighting the furloughs in court. The state Supreme Court is expected to issue a ruling by the end of the year. For NPR News, I'm Bob Hensley in Modesto, California.
The Los Angeles Times has found documents suggesting a second California suburb paid huge salaries to city officials. The report says the former city administrator of Vernon, California, earned more than $1 million annually over the past 4 years. Investigators are already examining salaries of former city officials in nearby Bell, California. They also earned nearly $1 million annually. Both towns are small and strapped for resources. This is NPR. The Scottish government is defending its decision a year ago today to release the only person convicted in the Lockerbie bombing. Four U.S. senators are examining the matter, which Scottish officials said they did for compassionate reasons. Now Britain's Foreign Office is urging Libya not to celebrate the anniversary of the bomber's freedom, as Katie Bilboa reports from London.
When Abdel Basset Ali al-Megrahi was released last August on compassionate grounds, he was given around 3 months to live. A year on, and questions are being asked, not least by US senators who have repeated their calls to see the medical evidence. But Scottish First Minister Alex Salmond has stood by his government's decision.
Everyone knows it's hugely difficult to be exact in terms of the prognosis of somebody with terminal cancer, and that applied in Mr. McGrahy's case, it's applied in many other cases as well.
The UK Foreign Office says celebrating the anniversary would be offensive and deeply insensitive, describing the release as a mistake. The 270 people killed over Lockerbie in 1988 was the worst act of terrorism in British history. For NPR News, I'm Katie Bilboa in London.
Polls open in a few hours in Australia. Voters are being asked to choose members of a new national government. Current Prime Minister Julia Gillard got the job just a few weeks ago by ousting the head of the Australian Labor Party, Kevin Rudd. Her closest challenger is the head of the Conservative Party. Police in Dallas chased a suspected carjacker for an hour yesterday before he drove onto the tarmac at Love Field. The suspect crashed through a chain-link fence at the airport and burst onto runways before he was caught. He interrupted flights for about 10 minutes. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.
Support